It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, October 30th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And just yesterday we were talking about final shows and farewell shows. So today I'm really excited to talk about a reunion.
And I will be talking about some unreleased footage and music from a couple of very famous artists that will be making its way to small and big screens in coming months. First, a few of today's music headlines. New York City has allocated $1.9 million to the Louis Armstrong House Museum in Queens. The money is actually going to go to renovate a next-door property known as Selma's House that belonged to Selma Geraldo, who is a close friend of the Armstrongs and donated her house to the museum when she died in 2011.
Is there any special connection or a studio or anything, or is it just a kind of an interesting side note?
She was a friend of the Armstrongs. There was no musical connection, I don't believe, to her house, but given that this is a museum that's actually just literally a house, the museum really needs additional space for offices and storage and a kitchen if they want to, like, cook for, you know, catered events. And so this will be a really nice space for them to have that was also significant to the Armstrong family. The Armstrong's house opened as a museum in 2003, and Selma Geraldo, for the last several years of her life, would frequently attend events at the museum and would share her memories of living next door to the Armstrongs. Pharrell Williams has asked President Trump to stop playing his song Happy during political events. Now, it's not unusual for music artists to ask Trump and other politicians to quit using their music at rallies if they don't agree with this politician's politics, but Pharrell's cease and desist described the artist's disagreement in particularly pointed terms. There's a letter from his lawyer that said, "On the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged, quote, nationalist, you played the song Happy to a crowd at a political event in Indiana. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted upon our country on Saturday, and no permission was granted for your use of this song for this purpose." We're remembering Baba O'Jay of Arrested Development, who's died of leukemia at age 87. So if you ever saw Arrested Development live, you might have wondered, wait, who's that guy sort of like walking around encouraging everyone? Well, that was Baba O'Jay, the spiritual leader of Arrested Development.
Yeah, the spiritual hype man, if you will.
Yes, exactly. He was a non-performing spiritual elder in the hip-hop collective, which landed 3 top 10 hits off its debut album in 1992 and has continued to make music, releasing almost a dozen records since then. In a statement, the group's leader's speech said, quote, "Baba was the oldest member of any hip-hop collective, and his mere presence in rap spoke volumes for the genre and for a generation looking for symbolic wisdom and answers. He was an activist for the homeless, a military veteran, a world traveler, spiritual advisor to the group, strict vegan, dancer, vocalist, and avid roller skater." Life goals.
And then we got Baba O'Jay in the house. He's just, he's like the papa, the father figure. What's her name? Would say, and then, of course, I can't forget each. Lady Smiley over here, always
if you aren't a huge Hamilton or Lin-Manuel Miranda fan, you may not know that in his early days, he was part of an improv hip-hop crew called Freestyle Love Supreme. And now the group is getting back together, performing a series of shows starting January 30th at the Off-Broadway Greenwich House Theater in New York. And it's going to run until March 2nd. So if you are a big fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda or Hamilton, or you enjoy hip-hop and poetry in general, this might be a pretty cool opportunity. Lin-Manuel Miranda was interviewed, and he said, "It's as addictive as Twitter once you realize you can get in front of an audience and make a hip-hop show in real time." And that's what they're doing.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is telling people to just be aware that he's not actually necessarily going to be on stage at every performance.
Yeah, he's hoping to bring in some possible celebrity appearances. Maybe some of the Hamilton cast will stop by. So you'll never really know, but it's going to be an 80-minute show of basically spoken word poetry and hip-hop. Here's a little taste of the group.
Yo. Now music is so disposable. I wanna feel close to you. Okay, I'm gonna great escape. I'm gonna give you My favorite mixtape, I will pick every song and I will string you along so you know how I feel about you. Yeah, oh man, I'ma give it good and plenty. I don't need the 60, I need the 120 from that Maxell cassette. And oh, please believe it, I started up tempo so we can achieve it.
Have you ever seen Ellen DeGeneres' segment where she gives kids these sort of high concept costumes for Halloween?
No.
She's been doing it the last couple of years, and so her segment just dropped for this year. It's today's viral video clip. So as an example, like a couple of years ago, she had this girl walk out on stage wearing a big Starbucks cup, and she wrote, Ellen pulled out a marker and wrote, Ariana.
Ah, yes,
yeah,
Ariana Grande,
yeah.
I get it.
So this kindergartner walked out and told Ellen she was dressed as Nicki Minaj. And so sort of the gift that Ellen then gave to this girl was a shoe that she sort of stuck to the girl's head, indicating, oh, there's the shoe that Cardi B threw at you. But the nice thing about when you get a costume from Ellen is not only do you get that costume from Ellen, but you hold your pumpkin up and she doesn't just give you the one little candy bar, doesn't even just give you the full size candy bar like some super generous people do. She's got a whole scoop, like those scoops that you use in like the bulk food section of the grocery store. She just gets right in there and dumps a whole load of candy into your pumpkin.
I mean, I'm all for the kids getting all the candy that they want.
And then she hooks them all up with iPads as well. So not a bad stop on your trick-or-treating rounds.
So tell me who are you?
Nicki Minaj.
You're Nicki Minaj. Okay. All right. Now, this is the shoe that Cardi B threw at you.
Okay, I promised we'd talk about movies and TV and some rare and unreleased material from a couple of famous artists that's hitting the screens. I'm talking about Prince and George Michael.
I feel like every other month we get something new from Prince and the archives. I mean, he was a prolific musician, so obviously there's a lot of music that's kind of just waiting to be unveiled. But I did not know so much about George Michael.
Yeah. Well, so people know about Prince's famous vault full of unreleased music, but what a lot of people don't realize is that there's actually a lot of video footage in that vault as well. Prince took recordings of many, many performances and all sorts of other stuff. And that vault is opening for an upcoming documentary series on Netflix. It's going to be directed, this is the news that just broke today, by Ava DuVernay, who directed A Wrinkle in Time, and is an amazing film director.
Everybody's and on,
very
and
excited.
On and on
and on,
yeah.
And on and on and on and on. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, just like already, like get your boxes of Kleenex just stacked up for this Prince documentary, and also get ready to dance. I'm sure there's just so much material and there's so much that we haven't seen from Prince's archive. It'll be great to see what she pulls in.
I'm just excited to see some of those outfits that didn't make it onto the stage, but Prince was like trying out behind the scenes. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I behind the scenes footage of him recording, rehearsing, just goofing around maybe with family and friends. The estate is totally cooperating. The family is cooperating. The documentary series has been in progress for several months. Apparently she's been to Paisley Park.
Now all I'm thinking about is they better have some basketball scenes. There should be some pancake celebrations going on. Maybe it's just Prince hanging out, watching a little Finding Nemo. I don't know.
I'm ready to binge when it drops on Netflix, but no date yet. They're still working on it. Now, George Michael, what's happening here is that there's going to be a fictional film inspired by the Wham song Last Christmas.
I mean, I can see it. Yeah.
So we will see it when it comes out next year. So it's not coming out until November 2019. And apparently, the general idea for this film was something that George Michael helped come up with prior to his death a few years ago. And so it's going to be kind of like a rom-com, it sounds like, starring Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, Henry Golding, Emma Thompson, who's also helping to write the screenplay.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like I sent you away and then you came back. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it'll be Christmas themed, so everything about it is perfect.
So the news that broke today about this movie is that it's going to include previously unreleased George Michael music.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know he had like a heavy vault that we were waiting for.
Nor did I, but apparently he did. And some of that music is going to make it into the movie in some form. Something people are wondering about: George Michael was a gay man. Apparently, what we know about the story of the movie so far is that the central love story is going to be a heterosexual love story. And there's been discussion about whether there will be any kind of a queer romance that happens in the movie at all. Well, we'll have to wait and learn more as we get closer to the release date of Last Christmas. Next Christmas. You can see that video, read more about all these stories, and flash back to Last Christmas, the first time it was Last Christmas in the 80s. All of that over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. If you go to thecurrent.org/musicnews, you can sign up for our email newsletter. Never miss a day of music news. We'll be back tomorrow with Halloween headlines.
Last Christmas.